somebody. I'll talk about division of labor and relationship between division of labor and energy metabolism in the honeybees. Phosphoglobulin commutase plays role at the glycolytic pathway, branch leading to the glycogen synthesis, catalyzing the conversion of glucose 1 phosphate to glucose 6 phosphate. And this is an essential step in carbohydrate metabolism. Variation at this step could in principle contribute to the regulation of carbohydrate storage through the breakdown or synthesis of glycogen. Now, as you know, workers perform different jobs at different ages. When they are 0 to 3 days old, they don't do much at first. Then they clean themselves a lot and eat a lot of pollen and may clean the empty cells to prepare the queen's egg laying. When they are 3 to 10 days, they care the queen, they do nursing, feeding the young bees, and they do the waxwork. When they are 15 to 20 days, they do the waxwork, they do nectar processing, and do the guarding of colony and undertaking. When they are 21 and 35 days, they do foraging and colony defense, soldiering. Now, in the previous talk, we established a relationship between the wintering of honeybees and PGM heterozygosity. So we answered the question, do PGM heterozygotes use glycogen more efficiently than PGM homozygotes? Now, this led to another question. Are there differences between honeybees workers that are performing different jobs in the hive? So we carried out a set of experiments to test this hypothesis. We collected 1,000 foragers, bees, and from each hive, marked and released from 2 kilometers away from the hive, and sampled about 40 of the marked bees that returned to their hives. Also took 30 bees from inside the hive to compare PGM genotype frequency with the foragers. Also we sampled the soldier bees that stung the pieces of leather that we swing in front of the entrance of the hive. PGM genotypes of the bees were determined by horizontal starch-gel electrophoresis. Now, we carried out 3 replications, experiments, with Carnica cochlearia strain in the common garden that we established at the Middle East Technical University. And the results shows that PGM homozygotes are quite smaller in number compared to the PGM heterozygotes in among the foragers, but in the general members of the colony, PGM homozygotes and PGM heterozygotes are quite close to each other. We carried out a contingency test, and it was significant. This is the second replication, 10th colony, and we have the same result, but we added soldier bees to this experiment, and soldier bees and general members of the hive do not differ in PGM homozygotes and PGM heterozygotes, whereas foragers show very low homozygotes compared to heterozygotes. We have carried out other experiments with other races. Hive 28 belongs to Syriaca, Hive 15 belongs to Caucasica, and Hive 10 belongs to Kārnika. We have talked about Kārnika before. They have the same trend. This is the general hive. Members of the colony have higher number of PGM homozygotes than heterozygotes. When we compare the PGM frequencies at the foragers, as you can see, PGM heterozygotes were much higher in frequency than the homozygotes. Again, high 28 is Syriaca, high 15 is belongs to Caucasica, and high 10 belongs to Kārnika. So we conclude that since foragers and soldiers are of the same age, observed significant difference in frequency of PGM heterozygotes is probably related with the work that they perform in the hive and the energy requirements of the activities they perform. In the samples collected from the hive, that's composed of nurses, guarders, undertakers, no significant variation in PGM heterozygosity was observed. When we compare the activities of foragers, soldiers, and other workers, we can say that foragers require and spend much more energy during both their flight and carrying pollen and nectar out to the hive. I thank you for your patience and attention, and I thank to all undergraduate students in our lab. They help us in maintaining the colonies. Thank you. PGM regulates the pathway leading to glycogen synthesis. So it has an important role at this point. Synthesis and breakdown of glycogen.
Is there anything known about the activity of the different talozymes at this locus? So do we have any information that suggests that the 75 allele actually has a different Q10 or something than the 100 allele? Do we know anything about the biochemistry yet?
No. No. But there are some studies that with Drosophila, it shows that different alleles have different functions in the glycogen synthesis.
There was that old study, not that old, by Dave Nielsen and John Harrison. I don't remember, they might have had some other co-authors, where they looked at variability in allozyme frequencies in APIS geographically. I don't remember what the allozyme was. Were they looking at PGM also, or was it something else?
Who was you? Who you were mentioning?
It was Dave Nielsen, who was in Bob Page's lab as a grad student, and John Harrison. It was MDH, that's what it was.
I mean, actually, I could imagine they have a low allozyme frequency microsatellite and other genetic morphology distribution over the years, over the regions of Turkey. Like 10 or so papers already published. And PGM was one that was actually falling out as something that is erratic. That's why they did it.
Again, not.
That's why I think there should be a group. So we are starting to look at the enzyme activity of glycogen.
there any tie in with the insulin receptor story?
What?
Is there any possible connection with what's known about the insulin receptor?
No. We release the foragers and then we close the entrance.
There are nectaries and pollen foragers identified. I collected them, looked at what they're collecting, and then we release them at 2 kilometers from the colony and collected only the that are coming after the first half an hour, because those will be the ones that they just know how to come back. The other ones will be the ones that require to do more strenuous flight, and those were the elite foragers. So they had even higher heterozygote levels. If you look at the general forager population, they are they still have an enriched heterozygote frequency, but not as extreme as the elite foragers.
And no difference between pollen and
no difference.
Thank you very much.
Okay.